Evidence that humans now speak in a chatbot-influenced dialect is getting stronger. If you think of something to say, and say it, that could never be AI stop, right? In theory, all organically grown utterances, every snippet of human speech, should be safe from that label. But our shared linguistic ecosystem may now be so AI-saturated that we all sound like AI. Worse, in some cases, AI-infected speech is being spouted by human beings, even by elected officials. Back in July, researchers at the Max Planck Institute for Human Development Center for Adaptive Rationality released a paper. Its title, Empirical Evidence of Large Language Models' Influence on Human Spoken Communication, as Gizmodo reported, the team tracked YouTube users' adoption of words like underscore, comprehend, bolster, boast, swift, inquiry, and meticulous. Over 18 months, following the release of ChatGPT, people's spoken vocabularies shifted. The study hinted at a link, not conclusive, but plausible, between exposure to the chatbot and the way humans now talk. Two new, more anecdotal reports suggest the chatbot's dialect is no longer hidden in the data. It may already be an everyday fact of life. On Reddit, according to a Wired story by Cat10Barge, moderators are sounding the alarm. AI posts are swamping their communities. This isn't new. Social media has long been flooded with low-value, AI-driven spam. But these aren't just any spaces. There's subreddits like r/AmIOverreacting/AmITheDevil. Visitors come for the thrill, the raw, human messiness of real misbehavior. If the grieving college student getting her tuition cut off is just an AI fabrication, then the drama is hollow. The fun is gone. Moderators say they can often feel when a post is AI written. Their method? It's vibes. But here's the new problem. Humans are starting to write like AI. Flesh and blood people are producing text that feels machine generated. And that muddies the waters of AI detection, almost to the point of total opacity. As Cassie, a moderator of r/AmITheArsehole, told Wired, AI is trained off people, and people copy what they see other people doing. Or, in her words, people become more like AI, and AI becomes more like people. Essayist Sam Chris tackled this strange feedback loop in the New York Times Magazine. He studied chatbots' optics. For example, their inexplicable love of the word delve, likely because that word appears disproportionately in texts from Nigeria, where it's popular. Chris also revisited a summer controversy. Members of the UK Parliament were accused of using ChatGPT to write speeches. The clue? The phrase I rise to speak. It's a distinctly American line, used by American legislators. Yet, in the UK, it began popping up, again and again. On one day in June, it appeared 26 times. Maybe that many MPs use ChatGPT, or maybe the chatbots are quietly smuggling alien cultural habits into places they don't belong. Chris points to another moment from September. Starbucks locations were closing. Signs appeared on the doors, reading, "It's your coffee house, a place woven into your daily rhythm, where memories were made, and where meaningful connections with our partners grew over the years." Is it AI-generated? We can't prove it, but it feels like it. One thing is certain, that syrupy, over-engineered style of prose barely existed before ChatGPT, and now, some of it is in all of our heads, whether we like it or not.